Hello, and welcome to the Shannon Sierra Show. My name's Shannon, and Sierra isn't here, but we have a guest today, and her name is Katie.
It's me, again. You're welcome.
Are you coming? Okay, all right. D just came in. All right. So today, we are going to talk about some psychological questions.
Oh, okay.
So...
I'm ready.
Feels really weird and intimate that it's just us two right now. Is it live?
It's live. I did it. I'm glad of my. I'm proud of myself.
Good.
I'm proud of myself. Matt and Morgan will be joining us shortly, but you know they're just super late all the time. So yeah.
Late.
But I'm running the show today. There is no Sierra. It's the Shannon Show
with Katie.
Yes. Do aliens exist?
Yes.
Why?
I'm
trying to find the website I was at.
Because why wouldn't, if there's Earth on this planet, wow. If there's Earth on this planet. Yeah, if there's, living things on this planet, why wouldn't there be on other planets? I don't think it's, the green people that we see in, old movies and whatnot, but.
I think there's alternate dimensions, but I don't think.
Okay, that's a good, another good point. There could be multiple lives of ourselves, but in different things.
It's very complex, in my opinion. It's just weird. How does gravity work?
Jump and you'll find out.
What?
Jump. That's how gravity works. It keeps you down.
Oh wait, I had a thing. Where did it go? Did you know that time's a social construct?
Time. It's a social contract?
It is. I did a clock. It was a really bad clock. And it was just like it, and it just, the time isn't real.
Okay, maybe. Okay.
Where is it?
Do you have questions or are you just?
Yes, I do. This is where I found it. Why do we dream?
Because either we think of things...
Is that the alternate dimension that we're thinking of?
Could be. We think of things and we daydream, which we create an imaginary scenario. And then we want it so bad that we dream it during the night while we're unconscious.
I've had some dreams and I don't really...
We're thinking of things before we go to sleep and then we think of those while we're sleeping.
Dr. Katie, everyone.
You're welcome. It me.
Science. But anyway, so would you want to live forever if you could?
No.
Why?
Because I would have to watch all of my friends pass away and family, and everything I love would die and I'd still be alive.
But if you think about it, you kind of have to do that anyway if you become a grandma.
Okay, yeah, not really. You're not watching everything you love pass before
no,
you.
No, because it... gets replaced over time because your grandparents are alive but then they die and then your parents are alive but then you have kids and then you have a husband but then your husband dies but you can still have kids but then they have babies and then they have grandbabies and then
I think it would be so much worse because you would continuously be living a life. Are we talking about living a life at the same age forever or we grow older and then stay it
No. You stay the same age.
So, say I'm staying the same age right now, and I get married.
Mm-hmm.
I would forever be 18, and the person I married would grow old without me. And then they would die. And then maybe somehow I would find another love and do it over again. Could you imagine watching all the people you love pass away forever?
No, I could not imagine that. That's why.
Exactly.
That's why I... will not live forever because I am nor a vampire. Where is that book?
I don't know.
What did I say before the show? What was the name?
I don't know. Psychosis?
Not psychology. Why can't I hear?
Why can't you hear?
I can hear them out there.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I can also hear them.
You can?
Yep.
So, yeah, there's this book, and it was a children's novel. A children's novel.
No, not a children's novel.
and it basically, I can't find it. Wait, my internet is slow.
Would you like to ask another question while we're waiting?
Yes, I'll ask another question. While I'm figuring this out.
Yeah, ask me another question so I can explain it while you're doing that.
Okay.
Good job.
I'm really doing this good solo thing. What is true happiness?
Why that question? That's all I have to say for that. No, what is true happiness? True happiness is where you surround yourself with everyone that you enjoy in life, that makes you not want to die, and they bring joy to you and everything around them. And then you don't really care what other people think or feel towards you. You just are there and enjoying everything that you ever wanted.
I figured out the title.
Okay, what is it?
It's Tuck Everlasting. Tuck Everlasting is about how this, like, family, how, I read this in sixth grade, and I just, here, we're gonna Wikipedia it, but it's about this family, and they all went to this Fountain of Youth, you know, the Fountain of Youth, it's real, and it's in South Carolina.
Yeah.
And, they went to this Fountain of Youth, and they've been the same age ever since, and the boy's been 18, and this little 11-year-old girl has been, she doesn't like her life right now. She just wants to, she just wants to get away. She wants to have a new life. She doesn't like the life she's living. And
so, wait, she lives forever?
Wait. Whoa. No. So, she meets this family that has this secret that they will never die. They live forever.
Uh-huh.
And then they get into this conflict about how, and wait, something about, someone ends up, like, you know, they hanging, like, you know, hanging, like some, like a hanging.
Yeah.
And,
oh boy, yeah.
And one of the brothers has to, like, is getting hanged, but he really won't get hanged, and then everyone will know their secret.
Yeah.
So then they have to move away.
Mm-hmm.
What is this girl gonna do? And it's kind of pedophilia, too, because the girl's 11 and the boy's 17. And he's like, live with me forever, and she's like, he's like, just take the potion in 6 years and then we can be together forever. And
okay, so it's kind of like Twilight,
kinda, yes,
really weird. And
yes, yeah. Because Bella was 17, he was 143 or something, he was
192
really,
or
yeah
something.
He was really, really old, and he just, and she was there. Well, they had to move away, and they were going to take this 11-year-old girl with them. So
didn't she have a family that cared?
Yes, yes, she did have a family that cared. So, but then she like stayed, and he's like, you know where the Fountain of Youth is, and if you do drink from the Fountain of Youth, then I will see you in the future, and then we'll be together. So then they leave, and they don't tell her where they're going, and then, like, 70 years later or something.
70? Why 70?
The book just, like, goes into this thing. Well, they talk about the conflicts of living forever because they can't really socialize, and they're stuck, and they don't know.
Yeah.
But then 70 years goes by, and he thinks it's still up in the air because they haven't seen each other, and if... And they're like, did she do it? Did she not do it? Guess what she did?
Didn't do it.
She didn't do it, and she died. And he saw her grave.
That's real sad.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
It was a sad book, but I had to mention it because
What was the point of this?
Because...
What was the point of making me sad?
Because it was a good book, and it reminded me... What was the question I asked?
The true meaning of happiness or something like that?
Oh, no, it was, would you want to live forever?
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yes. And
the answer is no.
The answer is no after reading that book.
Also, you could have just watched The Age of Adeline, because, whoa.
What's that?
It's a movie.
Is it the same thing?
No. Like I said, she got married in, like, what was it, 1920? I don't know. But whatever. Got married. And then she got into a car accident, and lightning struck the car that she was in. So, like, something happened scientifically where she just stayed the same age. And her, she had to watch her daughter grow up. And she never aged. So her daughter was, like, an old lady.
And she was still young.
Yeah. And then her husband passed away, and she was afraid of falling in love again. So she moved every, I think, every 2 years. Could be completely wrong, but she moved every couple.
Open the door.
Couple times. So, yeah. And then, like I said, wouldn't you just, it's so sad. You'd have to watch everyone you love pass away while you're the same age.
This is true.
Would you want to stay young forever and never age?
We have a guest. It's Morgan. She came.
Hello. I'm back.
What was
the question?
Would you want to live forever?
No.
Okay. Yeah. We just talked about Tuck Everlasting. Yeah. Did you write?
Absolutely not.
Did you read that book?
Oh, and Matt's here, guys.
No.
Oh, yeah, Matt's here, too.
Restate the question
Matt's
again.
Late? Never.
That's
my mic. I always get that mic.
Here, take my mic.
God.
I'm Sierra now.
You're Sierra today. Wow.
I am.
Big upgrade.
So, would you wanna live forever? You can.
Absolutely not. No, did not you, a chance. No,
did you read Tuck Everlasting in middle school?
No.
What's it about?
It's about like living forever and how.
We just went through this.
Sorry.
And like an 11 year old girl falls in love with the 17-year-old, but the 17-year-old never ages, and then she just he's like, if you take the potion, you know where it's at. If you take the potion, then I'll meet with you, and then we can be together forever. And then 70 years pass, and then he realizes that she didn't take the potion, and then she died.
Yikes.
Wow.
Ta-da, she
died. Heartbreak. Heartbreak. That's all I can say.
Yeah, that's where this conversation
just heartbreak.
Went to.
What have we missed?
She's just been asking questions.
Ask questions.
No, have them answer the truth question.
What was the truth question?
What's the real meaning of true happiness?
What is the real meaning of true happiness?
When you wake up and nothing matters to you. Like, not like despair, like nothing. Like, nothing
my
matters.
Family doesn't matter.
Like,
to
like
me
when
anymore.
You wake up and like you don't have to worry about anything. Like, you're not worrying about money. You're not worrying about love life. You're not worrying about like college, like grades. You're not worrying about school. Like, you're not worrying about your job. Like, you wake up and you're content.
But are you ever not worrying?
I always worry.
I mean, yeah, but like, I feel like, you know, off of that, another question, like, you buy a $100,000 house on a beach, like, and you know, we'll say you buy a $1 million beach house.
Okay.
Where did she get all this money from?
Okay, no.
With my movie career, Katie, come on.
Oh.
Her movie career, yeah, that's what it is. Do you think anything will ever be enough? Because, like, you buy this $1 million beach house, and then you look right next door, and you're like, that one's $3 million. Wish I had that one.
I believe that money can't buy you happiness, so.
I mean, no, but, like, do you think that it's ever, like, anything is ever going to be enough?
This is true. The human mind just craves for stuff.
Craves more and more and more.
Yes, until there's no satisfaction.
Until we die.
I never realized what a glue Sierra was. She kind of held us all together.
Yeah.
Never realized that. Sierra, if you're listening, shout out to you.
She went to a nursing home.
Oh, aww. I was supposed to do that.
She now lives there.
Yeah, like,
she's gone forever.
Yeah,
wow.
McCaffrey.
What a way to find out, huh?
Okay. What's the next? You got another question or something?
I do. Is it easier to love and to lose, or to never be, or never to love?
Never to love.
Never to love.
What's easier? Never to love.
Or better? Is it better?
What's
better
to love and lose? But what's easier? Yeah.
To never to love.
Just never love.
Just don't need to love.
Just
whatever.
Just don't do it.
Just be you. Just only do you. Don't love.
don't
get attached.
Love is a drug.
Unless it's like family. Like family and like friends and stuff, but like relationships. Just don't do it. don't do it.
What?
Don't you have a boyfriend?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I thought you did.
I purposely don't have one.
Oh.
I have commitment issues. Oh. If Sierra was here, she would have said that by now.
That Sierra has commitment issues, or that you
that
have
I do.
Issues?
She always says that. I'll like say something, and she goes, "Well, you have commitment issues," and I'm like, "What does that even have to do with anything?"
I was gonna say Sierra has a boyfriend, so I don't think she has commitment issues.
Does she?
Yeah. She does.
I was unaware of that.
He's a nerd.
Really?
Here, I'll show you the the video.
Show me a picture. I don't want a video.
No, but it, like the video looks like Miller. I don't have a picture of him. That's a little weird if I did.
I mean, do you have like?
It looks like a taller version of Miller, and it's hilarious.
She got mad at me when I said that.
That looks like a taller Miller. Wow.
I know.
Shout out to Miller.
Shout out to Miller.
And shout out to taller Miller.
It's Danny.
it's Daniel.
Yeah, he's a nerd.
What's happening?
What's happening right now?
Get it.
Snow.
Next question.
Next question.
I don't
Moving
have
on.
It right now.
I feel like
pick a question.
Oh, okay.
favorite color. Favorite color.
Favorite color is red.
Purple.
Purple.
Basic.
Blue.
Oh, a lot, I guess. That is purple and blue.
Who is that? Oh. Okay, Matt left, but he's coming back.
Whatever, I don't care. Next question. I don't have time for this.
Favorite color.
Purple.
Oh, this is a great one.
Yep.
Where were people before they were born?
They were nothing.
Where were our souls, though?
Floating around, looking for a party.
Do you think they're just like souls floating, like right by, like around your head right now?
Yeah.
There's like a bunch of souls just like drifting
watching.
In the wind.
Yep, waiting. Wanting to be a baby again.
I love your imagination.
Did you ever see the purpose, that dog?
Life's
that
purpose of a dog?
Yeah.
The dog's purpose?
Yeah,
that one.
I read the book. I didn't watch the movie.
I watched the movie. I went home. Family made me watch that movie, and I cried. All I did was cry.
Like,
why did you cry?
Because it's so sad. The dog just continuously dies.
I mean, that's pretty much all I do anyways.
Continuously cry.
Yeah.
Cry
much.
And die.
Just cry. Not
just cry.
Die. I'm still here. Not emotionally, but I'm still physically. I'm still
physically.
Here.
Physically. Yeah. I like that movie.
No,
I did.
Sad. I can't do it.
What movie?
The Dog's Purpose.
Ah, no,
I can't.
Never seen it.
Anytime a dog dies in a movie.
Thoughts
or
on
TV
Marley
show.
And Me.
Oh my god.
Never seen it.
That was sad.
Never seen it.
Never seen it.
I can see Morgan just bawling for like hours afterwards.
I'm so emotional. I do.
That was a sad movie. It was.
Well.
Other questions. What is reality?
Why you
That's like really
questions?
Philosophical, and I'm gonna be entirely honest. I'm not answering that question.
It's 65 deep philosophical questions.
Oh God. ask me number 23.
Is a family still relevant in the modern world?
No,
yeah.
Not at all. No.
You don't. What do you mean?
I mean, like, no, like they are, but like not really. Like you don't need your family.
Oh.
I do.
I disagree with that.
You don't need them.
You don't
but
like
them. But
I 100% need my family.
I do.
I
if
mean, like,
I, have my family,
I personally
I'd
do
die.
As well.
Yeah,
but if you like think about it, like you really don't need
yeah.
your family.
No,
like, you can do stuff on your like.
Yeah, like
yes.
you can make it on your own.
Yeah,
this is true. I do agree with that, but I'm more of a family person.
Me too.
Okay, pick a number out of 65.
53.
Is it more important to be liked or respected?
Respected.
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 I would say both.
No, because
respected.
What's the difference?
You can either pick one or the other.
What's okay. the difference?
Respected.
Liked yeah. is when people like, they like you.
So say in high school you had like all the friends in the world, but not really, because they only liked you as. Like a person for like partying or something.
Oh, okay.
So,
like the analogy. Thanks.
What are inside? I think. What are I? This is just my own question. But what are inside black holes?
My soul.
Nothing. That's your question.
I think you know how we were saying alternate dimensions.
Sure.
Katie.
What? Yeah.
Yeah. You know how we were talking about alternate dimensions.
Yep.
Well, I think that's it. think their alternative dimensions are inside of the black holes. What is going? Okay, Katie, you're not answering.
I didn't hear what you were doing. I was looking something up.
Maybe if you were listening, you would have.
My phone's dead entirely. We pulled in a new guest on the show, Jordan Gaso. Come here, tell me what's going on, sir.
Oh, you know, just waiting outside Hopwood Hall to see this film by the visiting filmmaker.
Rick Minnick.
Is it still Rick Minnick?
Yes.
He was here like 3 weeks ago. He's still here?
He's here the whole semester.
He's here the whole semester?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was someone else that was here.
I pulled up some other questions. So
some deep philosophical questions. Gaso answers everyone first. Wait, what was the one you asked? Oh, is it better to be liked or respected, Gaso?
Definitely respected.
All right, we're on the same page. I like that.
Okay, Katie, say some questions. Or ask some questions.
You know how this stuff works. You got to get close to the mic for it to pick you up, champ.
Is the meaning of life the same for animals and humans?
No.
What?
One dumb question. Two, absolutely not.
I thought you were going to go into a happier subject. I'll go into a happier subject.
I'm not a happy person. You've seen the live shows.
Stop whispering over there.
I have another question.
What's
your meaning to life?
Stop with these.
What is it?
Better idea. Get off this website and find a new one. Okay, thanks.
I don't like this.
No, okay. You're 0-2 on questions here. Shannon, are you still on 1-65?
I'm doing funny random questions.
Funny random questions. All right.
Do you believe in fate?
Oh, Katie, stop. Petition to mute her mic.
All opposed.
Nay. What is the strangest thing you've ever eaten?
Strangest thing I've ever eaten? Octopus. I was like 11 and it was at some hockey tournament. And,
I ate a grasshopper once.
Wild.
I ate one of those.
Gaso,
like,
strangest thing you've ever eaten?
I mean, probably the same thing, but fried. Fried octopus.
Well, that's like.
I had frog legs.
Yeah, fried's a little bit better, though.
At the Fillsmore Frog Festival in Vero Beach, Florida.
What'd you have?
Frog legs.
Okay, that's cool.
I had alligator.
That's.
I don't eat stuff like that.
No, okay, so. Want to hear the story behind this?
I put a topping on my pizza.
Do you want to hear the story behind
this? That's exactly it.
The story behind that is I was at a pageant. I was in pageants when I was younger. Yep. Surprise, surprise.
Oh my gosh, I wouldn't even guess.
And my ex-sister-in-law, she was there when she was still my sister-in-law, and she went to her father's house to visit, and she just brought back, like, a bunch of different weird foods. She was like, here, Katie, try this. I'm like, what the frick is it?
You dragged that app out for a long time.
This is radio,
like,
we can't swear.
What the frick is it?
Yep, because I definitely did not say that word. And she's like, just try it. And I tried it. And she's like, it's alligator. I'm like, why? That was the story behind
it's
that.
It's just chicken, honestly. It tastes like it.
That's what everyone says. Everything tastes like chicken.
Yes.
Let me hear a funny question. What are my numbers here?
You have 100.
1 to 100? Lay me 69.
I hate you. Lay it on me.
Oh, my God. Describe your own personal heaven.
Oh, my God.
What?
Your own personal heaven.
Great job.
My own personal heaven.
Great job.
Join in.
It would be a beach.
Oh,
like,
okay.
There'd be a beach. There'd be, like, hot guys everywhere.
It would be the...
And I would live in a castle. And I...
All right, hesitation. question 28. Let's get on to it.
I'm thinking of it.
Wait, I want to say mine.
Question 28. Let's go.
Wait, I want to say mine.
All right, Shannon, go ahead.
So it would be.
Oh, dude, hang on. Mine, definitely. It's a beach, and instead of sand, it's just puppies everywhere.
I forgot puppies in mine. There's puppies everywhere. There's a castle just for puppies.
It's a castle for puppies.
I live in a castle.
You live in a castle?
Yeah.
So it would be all the rock star, all like the Beatles, that. And they would all be in love with me, and they would be on a beach.
With puppies.
With puppies. And I could eat all the food I want, and I couldn't gain any weight.
Yeah, that's a good part that I left out. If I could just eat everything, like have my
and like
stomach.
No, like you could just eat and you wouldn't know hunger, or like you're not full at any time. You just keep eating and you're like, wow, this is amazing.
No, that sounds real like awful though, because yeah. After like a week of eating everything, you're just gonna eat nothing for.
But
forever.
You don't feel bad.
But then you're hungry again.
No, there's she yeah. said there's no hunger.
There's no hunger, like you're just eating. They're for fun.
Okay.
With no weight gain.
All right, question 28. Let's go.
We didn't say what your heaven would be, Katie.
I don't believe in heaven.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Way to turn it dark again, Katie. Strike two. Strike three, you're off the show forever.
Honest, thank you for your honesty.
I'm not religious. Why would I?
It's not religious. Oh,
it is
God.
A religious
okay,
thing.
You know what, Katie?
We're not arguing.
Nobody likes my opinion. Sometimes.
Not a show. This is not an argumentative.
I can't really ask 28, but it okay, I'm just going to say.
Wait, I want to read it.
Okay. Yeah, I want to read it, and then I'll answer the question, and okay. None of our listeners, both of them, will have no clue what's going on.
My mom and my brother.
Okay.
Read it,
I get
28?
Why she can't read it.
Ah. Definitely the second one. If you could start a collection of one kind of item, Jordan Gaso, what would it be?
A collection?
A collection? No.
I can't.
A collection of one type of item. What is it?
Does it matter size of the item?
No.
I mean, probably cars. I mean, cars are pretty cool.
I mean, he's not wrong.
I mean, I'm not like Maverick Reiner in the cars, but you know.
You know.
You know. Cars are just
Shannon.
Oh, I already have snow globes, so I guess that's a thing.
Everyone's gonna hate me for this.
Strike three.
Yeah, it is. I collect porcelain dolls.
Oh, it's not.
Everyone
it's not that
like
bad.
Annabelle.
Everyone, yeah, but not really.
I was gonna say, do you have an Annabelle?
No, just porcelain dolls. I've collected them since I was like a year old.
Oh.
Boxes of them. They're great.
Yeah, it's the
Which
same.
Which Disney princess do you find the most attractive? For you three, it would obviously be Prince, but Jordan, I want to hear your opinion. I want to hear your opinion on this.
No, hold
Play
up.
It on me, champ.
I want to be a Disney princess.
I have. Do
well,
have
I know my prince.
Disney princess.
Oh, I
know.
I have mine. Anytime, anything with Disney.
Is yours newer or older?
Thank you so much. I love you.
I would say my prince is Prince Eric.
Prince Eric?
Mm-hmm.
What did she say?
I don't know. They were just
Moana. Fight me, who cares about princes?
I mean, Mulan is arguably the same thing. Just like
no.
Oh my gosh.
They're two different.
No, like, but like, it's the same thing. Like
Mulan is fighting a war.
Shout out to our troops. Shout out. Jordan, most attractive Disney princess.
What's the one from Frozen?
Elsa.
Elsa or Anna.
Yeah. Elsa?
Yeah.
There's Anna.
Elsa's real solid, but I gotta go with Ariel.
Wow, she can swim.
So I'm Prince Eric, and he's Ariel.
Oh, together,
Prince Charming.
But honestly, say, I haven't
he's
seen
not that great.
An eye roll?
If we're like dead serious, my dream job is to be Tinkerbell. Whenever like at Disney World, and they like shoot her off a zip line, and she like flies over the people at the fireworks show. That's like my dream job. I want to be Tinkerbell.
You want to ride a zip line?
I do.
Everywhere.
Across Disney
a crowd
World.
Of people.
Yeah.
Honestly,
wand,
sounds
like,
fun.
Oh, this
me.
Is a good one.
Yeah.
27. If you were about to be executed, what would you have as your last meal?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Just gets more intense as it goes.
And everyone thought my thing
was princesses to being executed.
Yeah, why would I get executed? What would the reason between?
Murder.
Wait, okay. Say each other's why would they be executed.
Okay, Jordan, you're
Wait, we
have
to answer
each
other's.
Starting,
yes, why
so
would
I need you to.
Why would I be executed?
I need you to answer the question, real
excessive nodding. Every time she looks at me,
if
she
you were about
nods
to be executed,
excessively.
What would your last meal be?
Weird.
Because I don't know what to do in the century meeting, so I'm like, yeah, they're talking.
It's not even at the century meeting. It's everywhere.
I would eat a giant thing of spaghetti.
Oh, yes.
I was about to say pasta, too.
Okay.
Any kind of pasta,
get
really.
Full
yeah. Chicken
yeah.
Alfredo.
Chicken Alfredo.
Yeah,
it's my favorite.
Solid. Gotta get
favorite
a filling.
Thing.
Like,
solid.
I would have a buffet, like, ziti, Alfredo, like.
I hope you know it's prison, not, like, Golden Corral. There's not a buffet here. I don't care.
Hate
to break it to you, Morgan.
Well, I don't
know. For the record, no, I wouldn't
executed.
Know from firsthand experience. I've never been in a prison.
That's good.
So I feel neither like, have I. Feel I. Like, I feel like Shannon and Katie get that vibe from me, but.
I don't.
No.
I don't.
Never been in a prison.
I think you're a good kid.
Well, I wouldn't technically say good kid.
Okay, Katie. Okay.
Shots fired.
Pew, pew, pew.
What's the next question?
Jordan, pick a question. Lay it on me.
I'm looking for it.
When are we going to have our Bob's Burgers marathon?
I don't know, but you and me talking about that all the time. Oh.
I am Tina.
Okay, here we go. 67. If you had to eat one thing from McDonald's every meal you ate for a week straight, what would it be? I'll tell you mine right now. Hands down, the McChicken.
I like the fries.
You would eat fries, nothing but fries for a week straight.
I like the double cheeseburger.
The crispy chicken.
Katie, stop playing with the mic.
Fight me.
I have the headphones in.
I have the headphones in. I'm the captain.
It's the Shannon show now. There's no Sierra.
I would argue that me and Katie are permanent members.
Yeah.
More
yeah.
Katie than me because she like shows up on time.
Like, I don't know. Hey, all our viewers out there, what should we rename the show next semester? Because we have two more people.
It's going to be a solid group of, are we keeping it at, like, this time?
Yeah, I can. I don't know about her.
My classes
I don't think I'll have time.
Well, then, we'll switch it around.
Give
we'll
me
switch
second.
It around to everyone's schedule.
Let me look at my schedule real quick, because I have...
You'll look at your schedule. I just know I have no 8 a.m.s, and I'm so happy about
Neither
it.
Neither do I.
My 8 a.m. got canceled for tomorrow.
Yay.
I'm so...
I, Wednesdays are the best because I just don't have it. My classes start at 12 and it's the greatest.
I have an 8 and 11. So all I have is an 11 tomorrow. And then I'm done.
Then I have a 3-hour, a 4-hour class.
Who's your favorite cartoon character?
Oh my God. SpongeBob.
My favorite. Hey, have you ever watched Ed, Edd n Eddy?
Yes.
Yes.
I am Double D.
Dude, I would definitely say Plank.
Plank is the best.
We should talk about how I haven't been wearing Converse, and I wore Converse all day, every day.
Yeah,
for the
really?
Past 3 months.
This is a shock.
I know. Who yeah. am I? I'm evolving.
I got my schedule
on. You are slowly becoming Sierra.
Sierra doesn't wear these shoes. She wears Converse.
And Vans. She wears her Vans on.
I don't like Vans.
Do you think all dogs go to heaven?
Yes. Absolutely.
Not the ones that bite. Not the mean ones.
If you were in the circus, what kind
You're
of performer would you
not
be?
The dogs.
I'm just asking questions, man. We got a lot of time to kill. We still have 23
it's
minutes
here.
It's
the dog's fault if they're bad. It's like how they were raised.
Hey, you want to see my sister-in-law, my brother, got a new dog. They're crazy. They're having a baby in April. This is their fourth baby. Well, fifth, but fourth.
God
and
bless.
How is it the fifth and fourth?
If what? You could kill off any character from the current television show,
it's
who would it be?
It's complicated.
If you could kill off any character from a television show, who would it be?
If I could kill off a character from a television
like,
show.
Not really, but like, get them off the show.
If I could kill, I would kill
Cheryl from
Riverdale. I was just thinking that she's so annoying.
I wouldn't know.
She's crazy.
I don't know. I like all the. But anyway, now they got a puppy, and they're having their fifth baby in September.
God bless.
Here, I'll show you. And they just can't settle down, and it's hilarious.
Off a TV show, Jordy.
I mean, he's kind of already. Does it count if he already got killed off?
Well, yeah. Sure.
Wait, it does count, so I can say it.
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, okay. Then from Game of Thrones, Littlefinger. Hate that guy.
Thought it was a girl.
What?
I only watched 3 episodes, so.
Oh, you gotta catch up. Great right, show.
Well, Jordan's gonna go watch his feature film. Thank you for making a guest
Her name's
appearance.
Lily, and she's adorable.
We appreciate you.
How freaking.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
You guys have a wonderful day.
You too.
You too, Jordan. I'll see you tomorrow,
oh,
I'm sure.
Sweet.
I know.
Might see you later tonight.
It's
we'll
a little
see.
Puppy, and they have little children
might,
too,
we'll
so it should be interesting. All right, character I'd kill off? I don't know. What is that? Ask us a new question. because I don't want to answer that one.
Ask what?
A new question.
Those cookies look so good.
Give me a cookie.
Who's the most famous person you've ever met? Bo Bennett of, well, I mean, a lot of like hockey players, but Bo Bennett.
Megan, where's mine?
I want one.
Megan, I need another one.
Morgan wants one too.
Just bring like 10 cookies in here, please.
have you watched Dance? Do you know what Dance Moms is?
Yes.
I met Holly.
Really?
At the airport. Thank you. You're the best.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Can you pass me one? Plate. We're not eating food.
Wow, these are so good.
These are real good cookies.
Rick Minnick is the best.
11 out of 10 would recommend.
Now we're all eating our cookies.
This is entertaining.
Wildest thing you've ever done in a hotel room?
Sleep.
I don't live in a hotel room.
Ah, technically, yeah.
Technically, I do too.
Mm-hmm. It was at a hotel in Philadelphia, and it was a hockey thing, and I was our whole team was in this room together, and we were all playing like knee hockey, which is exactly what it sounds like, mm-hmm. and we got pretty rowdy, and two things like back to back. So one is this one kid pushed another one up into a wall, and like he smashed his head off the outlet, and he broke like the cover of the outlet. So it was just kind of like electrical plugs hanging out. And we were like, ah, that's kind of bad. And then, like 5 minutes later, this one kid turns around and takes a shot, and it smacks our goalie in the nose, and his nose just starts gushing blood. Like, he had a weak vein in his nose, and he still has a scar from it today. I played against him, like, 2 weeks ago, and he still has the scar, which is real weird because, like, he got it when we were really young, and it was... But yeah, that was a thing. They broke a vein in a nose and an electrical outlet all in a matter of like 5 minutes.
On our senior class trip, we set off a.
Thought she was gonna do it.
Because we snuck a vape on our senior class trip. We went to New York. And we set off the fire alarm. This was, if you're listening to this, which you probably aren't, I'm sorry.
Was it you that were vaping hard?
No, it was my best friend.
I always wanted to go to New York.
I love it.
I've been there twice with my teen book club. It sounds real stupid. I know.
It sounds nerdy.
It's real fun. We're all great people. Well, not me, but
book
everyone
club.
Else.
Book club. Book club.
I want to go for New Year's, but my mom doesn't think it's a good idea. Oh my God, let's make a trip out of it.
I can't this year.
Why?
My brother's getting married New Year's Eve.
Aww. Like, bring in the new year?
Dude, they should kiss at midnight. No. Wait, they should totally kiss at midnight. Hang on.
Are they going
reschedule.
To kiss?
They should totally kiss at midnight.
They're not going to... I mean, they probably will, but, like, they're not actually getting married at midnight.
They should.
That's not a wedding I'm going to. Sorry, I can't be a bridesmaid.
It would be turned.
I'm going to be dead. I'm going to be asleep.
Yeah, that's what you'll be.
Next question.
If you could see, like, through the radio, the look that she's giving me right now, it is
intense staring.
Intimidating is all I can say.
Good.
Next question.
What song would you sing for your American Idol audition?
Oh my God.
I have a couple I need to think over.
Probably. I don't know. Yesterday by the Beatles, because I know that song.
Morgan?
I don't even know.
There is a time from the Andy Griffith Show. Nobody knows
what
that is.
Wait, the whistle song? The whistle at the beginning? Like,
no. No, there is a time. The girl sings it. It's great.
Wait, the ant?
All right, better question. Hang on.
The Andy Griffith Show.
Yes.
Better question. Who was your first celebrity crush? I have a really funny story about this.
I don't know.
Mine was Kelly Clarkson. I saw her when I was really young, like on American Idol.
Yep.
And like from the first time I saw her, because I used to watch with my mom, I was like, she's going to win. And she ended up winning, obviously. And spoiler alert, in case you haven't seen like season 2 of American Idol.
If you don't know who Kelly Clarkson is.
Yeah, if you've been living under a rock for like the past 15 years... but so I would always like tell my mom like she's gonna win, and then I would always be like, that's my girlfriend. So like for the longest time, like it was a running joke between me and my mom that Kelly Clarkson was my girlfriend. So.
That's adorable.
Kelly Clarkson.
I don't know my first celebrity crush, but I know my first crush.
My gosh, my sister is actually named after. So there's 5 years in between me and my younger sister,
mm-hmm.
and my sister's name is Madison, and that was because I had a crush on a girl in preschool named Madison, and to this day I don't like after I kissed her behind the cubbies one day, and then she just kind of up and vanished. They were little cubbies, and I kissed her behind the cubbies one day, and then I went home and I was like, oh, mom, you're having a girl. You should definitely name her like Maddie and like Madison. And she was like, oh, okay. And then that happened. So that was a thing.
Steve in kindergarten.
Steve in kindergarten?
He was the cool guy.
He was the guy.
Yeah. What about you guys?
I don't even remember.
Our first crush?
First crush or celebrity
crush?
Yes,
because I don't remember my first celebrity crush.
Everyone in school knew about it. It was this kid named Matt. It was real awkward because we were friends and I told
Yikes.
Them all. Everyone in school knew. It was terrible.
Oh, I hate when that happens. Because then you tell one friend and the other friend, and then they tell that friend.
Oh, no. It was worse because I was friends with Matt, and I was friends with.
I don't know. I wouldn't call
person.
Us friends. I like acquaintances more like.
Not you.
Obviously.
But, like, I told my one friend, and she ended up telling him, and then it just got spread.
Or people just like, know by the expression on your face. That's happened before.
Okay. I understand what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay, you.
For what? Are we still on the same question?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
The next question's already, like, queued up. I have it.
We're just waiting for you to answer.
My first celebrity crush.
Or, like, earliest that you can remember. Like, not necessarily
okay.
first, but, like, earliest
Joe Jonas.
Joe Jonas.
I about died. That was my first concert I ever went to. It was the Jonas Brothers, and I thought I was going to die.
All right, question 42.
I cry.
What's one toy you wish never existed? Fidget spinner.
I like fidget spinner.
Fidget spinner. The fidget spinner would have never been invented. Oh, you guys want to think of something really crazy? Billion-dollar invention that you don't think about, but people buy them, like, literally by the dozens. Just think about it. Someone's a millionaire off the pool noodle. Off literally just a chunk of foam with a hole in it. Like, someone invented the pool noodle.
My grandma loves the pool noodle. She just floats around.
I do too.
I would prefer like a floaty. Like, I feel like the.
Yeah, but then you have to go like this the whole time.
No, because you can sit in them. Like,
I like sitting in the water though. Like, floaties, you don't get to sit in the water. Like, if I have a pool noodle, like,
yeah,
I don't have
your
to
butt's
work
only
and
in
I
the
can
water.
Still sit in the water. Just float around.
That's a great invention. A toy that I never wanted to exist. You know those little things that you swing around your leg?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Crack you in the ankle.
Yeah.
And won't hop in.
The Razor scooter would always crack you in the ankle.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a scar from the Razor scooter right here. Multiple scars everywhere.
Where is right here? Because our listeners can't hear.
Point. Under my nose to the right.
Like on her, not
right.
like on her upper lip, but like.
Yes.
In between her nose and upper lip.
I don't know if you can see it. It was.
Yeah, I can see it.
It's a little bit. Yeah. And, yeah, it was. That was from third grade, and I fell. And just so many other scars.
Me too.
Never ride your scooter down a hill. It's bad. What are you looking up, Katie?
Kids' toys?
I don't even know. My sisters don't even, I almost said my kids.
My kids.
That's funny. My sisters don't even play with toys. They just like play on their iPads.
Ugh.
What famous historical figure would you like to fight if you could?
Famous historical. Theodore Roosevelt. He's a crazy guy.
Understandable.
Did you know he got shot and then he kept doing his speech?
He finished his speech and then
he's
was
crazy, man.
Dude's a nut job. Yes, please.
What about you, Katie?
Famous historical figure you'd like to fight.
George Washington.
Why?
George Washington was like 6'0", 250, right?
Or
like dude Hamilton. Dude was an animal.
I'd fight Hamilton. Just punch him in the face. It's fine. I'd die.
I'd like to fight Robert Morris. Just because I now go here.
The tuition. The tuition is too much. Can't take it. What about you, Morgan?
Me?
Yes.
Well, you're the only one named Morgan in here, so.
Oh, okay. Want to hear, a funny story?
I'd love to.
So me and my mom were at Walmart. Yeah, it is. Great. Me and my mom were at Walmart, and I see Morgan and Sam. And Morgan looks like she's struggling. Not that Morgan, the older one.
The other Morgan?
And, okay. And she looks like she's struggling. She has all those bags. And I was like, hey, do you need some help? And she's like, oh, it's you. And I was like, Mom, this is my friend Morgan. And she's like, the one on your radio show? I was like, no, there's two Morgans. And yeah, and then I was like, that's Sam. And then they're like, hey, and then we kept walking.
If you could choose your age forever, what age would you choose?
No.
And why?
No. No. We had to come
21.
To no.
21.
21 without a doubt.
I feel like I have to agree with that, because you're just like 25.
21's like the peak.
Yeah, you're at
maybe like a 23.
Yeah, like you're still technically, like if you're a college student, you're still in college.
Yeah,
so
like you're still
like you
young.
Don't have that big of responsibilities, but like you kind of do.
But like
so
you're starting
not, like,
your life.
Life.
Yeah, like exactly. you can do like whatever you want pretty much when you're 21, yeah. As long as it's legal.
Like, or like
you
if
do
you
whatever.
Want to, you can just like over time get like a really good job and you can like drop out, but you're still like old enough that you can like.
At 21, it's both socially acceptable to be living on your own, making like 100K a year, and like still, I wouldn't say acceptable, but like not as frowned upon if you're like living at home still.
I have changed my answer to 25.
Why have you changed your answer?
No.
Would you rather be a judge or a lawyer?
Neither.
I'd rather be a lawyer.
I'd rather be a judge.
I'm sure you guys can tell that, like, I love, lawyer. Like, the arguing.
Oh,
my,
yeah.
Like,
my
like,
mom
I would
is almost
love
a lawyer.
I'd rather be
I
a juror.
I would rather be the defendant.
I'd rather be the defendant. No,
it's
I'd rather
a bad
be
doubt. I don't need
have
you
ever,
making this thing worse here, pal.
Have you ever had to read 12 Angry Men in high school?
No.
Yes. I watched the movie, too.
I liked it a lot.
I didn't mind it.
Like, you have to think.
Yeah.
This is someone's life in your hands, and you have to think about what you're going to do with their life. Are they guilty, or are they... What?
Even if they're guilty, you fight to get them, like, the least sentencing possible. Like, if someone's guilty, you would rather have them be... Like, if it's a lose-lose case, you would rather have them go to jail for 15 years than...
If you're the lawyer,
yeah.
But if you're the juror, you're trying to get justice, because justice is key in our system.
Is it?
Is it really, though?
Yeah, really.
I don't know. What else?
Another question.
Have you ever thrown up in a car?
Yes.
No.
No.
I wonder why, Morgan.
Shut up!
Would you become a professional bank robber if you knew you would never get caught?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. No doubt about
it.
Absolutely.
Getting caught, then why not?
Yeah, like if you're not getting caught and like it's not illegal, like what would be the point of
exactly.
not?
If it's not illegal, then yes. But then I just hate stealing.
I mean, like, I'm not a fan of stealing either, but like if I'm guaranteed to never get caught.
Yeah.
I don't know what I just did to my computer.
Oh my gosh, I have an Asus too.
Every time I ask my family to get me my computer from somewhere, I never say the actual name. I say something rather inappropriate.
Okay.
They're like,
what are we gonna do with you?
Throw me out.
Who would you hate to see naked? Like absolutely like hate.
Just thinking of some people.
As she's saying this, she's making direct eye contact with me. Like,
no, because you know the person.
We know the person.
Yeah. No, that's definitely. Oh yeah.
Wait, what
just I would hate to do that. Hate it.
It's
oh.
a professor.
It's one of our professors here. Yeah.
I can't. Yeah, that would be horrible.
Yeah, we can't say that. Oh, do you believe in Bigfoot?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. What's your favorite sport in the Winter Olympics? Ice hockey.
Ice skating.
Nothing.
Ice skating. We get it, Katie. You don't like sports. Whoa.
My name.
So rude.
I like watching.
It's very rude. I ice skated for a year and a half.
I like figure skating.
How many slices of pizza are you capable of eating in one sitting?
Three.
Don't know, but it's probably a lot.
I can only eat three or they're all.
Like two.
If you could have one superpower, what would it be and why? Freeze time.
Reading thoughts.
That's real scary, though.
Ew, yeah, I don't want to.
People would say mean things about me in their head.
I would want to be like 11.
Huh?
I would want to be like 11.
Control things with your mind.
Yes.
That would be sick.
Oh, I thought you meant like you would want to be like like the age 11.
Well, actually, her name is Jane.
Well, I don't watch Stranger Things. I have never seen Stranger Things.
Oh, did you not see?
You just got a spoiler. No, I watched it.
Oh.
I spoiled it.
Well, everyone knows.
I don't.
If they watch season one, then it's a
I haven't
note.
Watched it.
You need to watch it.
Yeah, probably should.
It's not another working. Question. And that's I get nosebleeds. And I get nosebleeds a lot. So.
Oh.
What would you do if you were the lone survivor of a plane crash?
Cry.
I mean, I feel like my quote unquote survival instinct would be all right to like get me through.
Yeah, so would mine. But the first instinct for me to do would cry and then do
nope,
something.
I would not cry one bit.
I think I would be in shock.
Okay,
think about it though. How many people did you know on the plane?
I would probably know at least one because I don't go places alone.
I don't really know if I would. It sounds terrible, but I don't know if I'd cry because like.
I would be more likely to cry because I was alone.
I'd cry because I was alone and like all the shock and stuff. I wouldn't necessarily.
Shock
would
be like the
after.
Biggest thing, because you would think you were dead. You're like wondering, am I dead? What's
why
going
am
on?
I alive?
Yeah, why am I alive right now? What am I going to do to survive and get back to where I'm supposed to be? Mm-hmm. Are you in the Bermuda Triangle? Is that where you is that where you crashed?
All right, so next question. You're in prison for a life sentence. What was your crime? I have dibs on jaywalking. No one can take jaywalking from me. Life sentence, I'm a serial jaywalker.
Oh, we talked about this. Mine's for nodding heads.
Oh, 100% mine would be for murder.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with her on this radio show.
We have jaywalking, we have nodding, and then we have murder.
No, I
nod
will
too
murder
much.
Someone, but that's the only crime I would ever do, is murder.
Murder.
I'm not going to settle for something less.
What's your favorite viral YouTube video?
Do you guys ever watch the one where, like, the guy reads off all the misspellings of pregnant?
Yes.
Of what?
Burgerner.
Oh yeah, that one's real good.
It's mine's kind of like the same. It's have you ever seen that little kid and they're trying to like help her figure out like spelling because it's hard for kids to like do that at first and they're like, what's that word? She says like she's like what? And it's who? And she's like what? And they're like, no, where are you getting that?
Mine's the little girl that says, look at all those chickens.
Look at all those chickens is real solid. See, now there's, like, a lot of, like, the shorter YouTube videos are, like, real good. But, like, for viral YouTube videos, llamas with hats takes
yes.
the cake.
Yes.
Never seen it.
What?
Oh, we used to watch it in history class. Shout out to Mr. Trapezona.
What did you do to him? Well, I was upstairs reading my book, and this man came walking into our house. So I stabbed him 37 times in the chest. Car. I love that video.
Yeah,
it's such a funny
greatest.
Video.
Greatest.
Another quotes without context is becoming one of my favorite things, but like, my stomach was making the rumblies. Carl, that only hands could satisfy. Like, that's just so good.
I love it. And then the ones with unicorns too.
Charlie the Unicorn didn't like that as much.
Aw.
Yeah.
Poor Charlie the Unicorn.
I know, right?
What else? We have 2 minutes.
Technically, we have 5 because we started late.
This is true. We have 5 minutes. You get to see us for more. We could actually be in the radio room for like 3 hours.
Nobody would care.
If you could trade lives with anyone for a day, who would it be and why? Adam Levine, hands down. And because, come on, what guy doesn't want to be Adam Levine? When he has hair, not when he's bald.
Who would I want to be? I think I would want to be.
I
This is a hard one.
I have two different people. And neither of them are girls.
Would you want to be gay?
Are either of them real?
Yeah. Okay, they're both real. Dan Howell or Mitch Brophy?
You already are Dan Howell, though.
True. Do you, either of you know who those two people are?
No. I do. You've showed me some of the stuff.
I don't know who the second person is, but
Mitch
yeah.
Brophy?
Yeah.
He's from a group called
Pentatonix. Oh, yes. Now I know.
He's the tenor. Yes.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah, I just know he's from Pentatonix.
Yup. That way I'd know all of their secrets.
You think they have secrets?
100%. They're celebrities.
Oh. I would want to be Jenna Marbles.
What about you?
What was the question? Like,
who would you want to be if you could?
Who would I want to be? I would want to be... I don't even like being myself sometimes.
You like being yourself?
I like myself, yes.
Yeah, that's a different thing. Most people don't have that opinion.
You're so depressing.
I know, I'm sorry. I don't understand why I have friends
who
like this.
Have you not heard Katie the past 3 months?
If you had a theme song, what would it be? I would want it to be the theme song from The Office.
Yes.
The Big Brother theme song. The Big Brother theme song.
I love that theme song.
Yeah, it's like done. It's just.
Nah, nothing beats. Dun, dun, nah, nah, nah. Like, I can't obviously do all the instruments. The Office theme song.
It's not actually a theme song, but it's a noise from a YouTube Red series. It's just the noise from Fight of the Living Dead.
Wait, you mean Katie's modifying a question to fix her own personal answer? No way!
These are rude. But yeah. I don't like theme songs.
Wait, when is the winter Big Brother? Come on.
Who cares?
Soon. It's not winter yet. It's still fall.
Winter is coming.
Dun, what dun, skills dun, do you... Okay, out of everyone in the room, who do you think would survive longest in the zombie apocalypse?
You probably you.
Plus jacket, so you would win.
Yeah.
My money would be on me.
Me.
I couldn't win. I can't run.
Me and my family have a survival plan.
Oh, I
can run, but it hurts after a while.
Yeah.
I would just let them kill me. I'd be like, you know what? There's no chance of.
You know, it ain't even. It ain't even worth it no more.
No, I would just. Like,
it ain't even worth
like,
it.
Just take me.
Just take me away. Yes.
Absolutely. More often than
what is your favorite childhood memory?
Too often.
Favorite childhood memory is when my cousin Josh and I hid all of the like good food, like all the goodies, in my grandma's pantry on like the very top shelf. Like we had to like climb up the shelves because we were like 7. But real fun time.
It's not really my favorite, but I remember it. I don't know why. So I was at my cousin's house. And our hill was steep. This was in the middle of winter. And we were on sleds. And they had this, like, there was a fence. And there was, like, a little opening. But we were just sliding down it. And she was like, you have to jump off before we get to the bottom because it's not safe. I was like, okay, I got this. So.
Let me take a shot in the dark this year. You didn't get it.
But then I saw dog poop on the other side. So I didn't jump off. And I kept on and I hit my head, passed out, and I had, like, a scar right here. And I, like, slid under. I passed out for, like, 15 seconds, and she was at the she didn't even help me get up. She went out to the top of the hill to get her mom before she helped me get up.
Were you concussed?
No.
Oh, that's shocking.
It is, honestly.
Oh. All right, last question. If someone wrote a biography about you, what do you think the title would be?
Depression.
Katie? Oh my gosh, Katie, knock it off.
That's the entirety of my life, guys. Katie. Sorry.
Katie, knock it off. Don't be sad.
This is
on
a happy show.
Stop it.
Stop
How
it.
Could I just stop,
it.
Stop being stop sad it. For just, an hour
yeah,
at
no,
a time.
Do, stop being sad for an hour on Tuesdays at
I don't
starting
think
at 5 o'clock.
Thing that happens.
Okay.
Okay, Katie, way to kill the mood at the end of the show. We were going good, and then you just.
Me, myself, and I.
Huh. Morgan?
It would be something about princesses.
Mine would probably be like The Chronicles of Some Idiot.
I like
what it. What a great title.
So, Shannon,
take
us out of here.
I'm going to take us out of here. Thank you for listening to the Shannon.
Thank you for watching.
Thank you for listening to the Shannon Show with our special guest, Katie, Matt, and Morgan. We'll see you next week at the same time.
Bye, everybody.